the trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us pray before we begin the study of this lesson.
在我们开始研究今天这一课之前，我们先低头祷告。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你，让我们知道你有一个永远的律法。我们也感谢主，因为耶稣在地上的时候，他也给我们留下一个榜样。求主帮助我们照着他的榜样行。愿天父上帝把你的律法写在我们的心板上，使我们乐意照你的旨意行。求主帮助我们今天继续研究律法的时候，更可以明白你的旨意。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名。Amen. Let us turn to lesson 83.
我们翻到第八十三课。
83.
第八十三课。
The subject to lesson 83 is the fourth commandment.
第八十三课的题目是第四条诫命。
We are using one broadcast to study the fourth commandment.
我们用一次广播的时间来研究第四条诫命。
The Christian world has two outstanding memorial days on its annual calendar.
基督教每年的日历之中有两个很显著的纪念日。
In the spring there is Easter,
在春天有复活节，
which is celebrated in memory of our Lord's resurrection.
这个日子是用来纪念主的复活。
Near the end of the year,
在每年快结束的时候，
December 25,
就是12月25日，
there is Christmas in memory of Christ's birth in Bethlehem.
有一个圣诞节是纪念耶稣基督在在伯利恒出生。
To millions of Catholic Christians,
对千万的天主教徒而言，
These days are kept as special holy days.
这些日子是被守为一些个成为特别的圣日。
There is one strange paradox in the matter of Christianity's special memorial days.
在基督教特殊的纪念日里头有一种很奇怪的矛盾。
In the Bible record,
在圣经的记录里头，
There is no injunction to keep either Christmas or Easter as holy days.
并没有要我们守圣诞节或者是复活节的命令。
However, the one day which God has commanded man to keep holy,
然而唯独上帝命令人类遵守为圣的那一天，
has become a forgotten day,
却成了一个被人遗忘的日子。
This is the Sabbath of the fourth commandment.
这就是第四条诫命所说的安息日。
Doubtless God foresaw that man would forget this day.
无疑的，上帝一定是预先已经看见人类会遗忘这个日子。
Hence he begins the command with remember.
所以在他开始这个命令的时候就说当纪念。
It says right to begin with.
一开头就这样说，
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Which day is the Sabbath?
哪一天是安息日呢？
The fourth commandment continues.
第四条诫命继续说，
6 days shalt thou labor,
六日要劳碌做你一切的工，
and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God.
但第七日是向耶和华你上帝当守的安息日。
In it thou shalt not do any work.
这一日你无论何工都不可做。
According to these instructions,
根据这些个教训，
the Sabbath comes at the end of every week.
安息日是在每一周的周末来到。
The first 6 days are to be working days.
前头的六天是工作的日子。
And the last or seventh day is to be a weekly day of rest.
最后一天，也就是第七日，就是一周的休息的日子。
That day is Saturday.
那天就是星期六。
Sometimes our Chinese friends are confused as to which day of the week is the seventh.
有的时候我们中国朋友不容易弄清楚到底哪一天是一周里头的第七天。
According to their terminology,
根据我们的称呼，
Saturday is the sixth day of the week.
星期六是一周里头的第六天。
This is merely because they do not start numbering the days until Monday.
这只不过是因为我们从星期一才开始计算日期的原因。
Sunday is not given the number one.
而星期日呢，并没有得着这个一这个数目字。
It is merely day.
它只不过是被称呼为一个日而已。
There can be no mistake about Saturday being the seventh day.
星期六是第七天。这不会有什么错误。
An examination of the resurrection story in Matthew 28.
要是我们研究马太福音第二十八章
about the resurrection story.
论到复活的故事。
And Mark 16.
马可十六章。
Also in Luke 24.
路加二十四章。
And in John 20.
约翰二十章。
These places mention that Christ arose on the first day of the week, which is Sunday.
这个地方也提到耶稣基督是在七日的第一日，也就是星期日复活。
The day before that day,
在那天以前的一天，
or the day Christ rested in the tomb,
也就是基督在坟墓里头休息的那天，
was the Sabbath or Saturday.
就是安息日或者是星期六。
The Sabbath is as old as creation.
安息日跟创造是同样的悠久。
God created all days, all things in 6 days.
上帝在六天之内创造了万物。
Yet the week was not complete.
但是那一周还没有完全。
To round out the week, he did something special.
为了要完全这个周期，他就做了一些个特别的事。
In Genesis 2:1-3, we read,
在创世纪二章一到三节说，
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished.
天地万物都造齐了。
And all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made.
到了第七天，上帝造物的工已经完毕。
And he rested on the seventh day.
就在第七日歇了他一切的工。
Yes, rested from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day.
然后他就安息了，上帝赐福给第七日。
And sanctified it.
定为圣日。
Because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made.
因为在这日上帝歇了他一切造物创造的功，就安息了。
God did not need to rest.
上帝并不需要休息。
This day was not created for his pleasure.
这一天也不是为了使他获得快乐而造的。
It was created for the pleasure of the first pair of human beings he had created the day before.
乃是为了他在前一天所造的第一对的人类以及他们的后裔，使他们获得快乐而造的。
Yes, for the first pair of human beings and for their future posterity.
不但是为了这第一对的人，也是为了他们的后裔而造的。
In other words, God created the Sabbath day for the pleasure of human beings.
换一句话说，安息日就是为了使人获得快乐而造的。
God knew that the joys of living in the Garden of Eden.Could not be tasted to the full if all days were alike.
让你知道，如果所有的日子都是完全一样的，那么在伊甸园里头生活的乐趣就不会完全体验到。
So each seventh day He would have his children turn from their routine work.
所以每到了第七天，他就要他的儿女们放下他们日常例行的工作
and rest.
而休息。
This was to be a special day.
这要成为一个特殊的日子。
In which to reflect upon the many evidences of the Creator's love.
在这一天，他们可以思想创造主的爱的许许多多的证据。
God also wanted all of Adam's posterity to enter into this precious experience.
上帝也要亚当所有的后裔来享受这种宝贵的经验。
He knew men would be greatly benefited spiritually if they would turn aside from their worldly cares at the end of the week.
他知道如果人类在每一个周末放下他们世俗的事物，就会大得属灵的益处。
This was to be a day when man would commemorate the Creator.
这要成为人类纪念创造主的日子。
And praise God for His mighty acts.
并且因为他至大的作为而赞美他的日子。
Therefore, when Jesus came to earth, He emphasized.
所以当耶稣到世上来的时候，他就强调说
，The Sabbath was made for man, or all mankind.
安息日是为人，就是为所有的世人而设立的。
And not man for the Sabbath.
人不是为安息日设立的。
Mark 2:27.
马可二章二十七节。
Think of what kind of world we would be in today if all men had obeyed this command to rest every seventh day.
我们可以想一想，如果全人类都遵照这条诫命，每逢第七天休息。那么我们今天的世界会变成一个怎么样的世界呢
If all men had, since creation, turned their hearts toward the Almighty Creator on each seventh day,
如果自从创世以来，所有的世人每逢第七天都把他们的心转向全能的创造主
there would never have been an idol worshipper,
就绝不会有一个崇拜偶像的人
or an infidel.
或者是相信无神论的人。
That Sabbath is a forgotten day.
安息日是一个被人遗忘的日子。
However, it will be restored in the new earth.
但是它要在新的世界里头重新被恢复。
In Isaiah 66:22-23, we read.
在以赛亚书第六十六章二十二、二十三节里头说。
For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me.saith the Lord
我所造的新天新地怎样在我面前长存
so shall your seed and your name remain
你们的后裔和你们的名字也必照样长存
and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another
每逢月熟
and from one Sabbath to another
安息日
shall all flesh come to worship before me
凡有血气的必在我面前下拜
saith the Lord
这是耶和华说的
Are you enjoying the blessings of the Sabbath rest?
你是不是正在享受安息日安息的福气呢
Let us not wait until the new earth to enter into this experience
但愿我们不要一直等到新天新地里头才开始享受这种经验
Now we have 8 words to lesson 83
第八十三课一共有八个生字
The first one is calendar.
第一个是日历。
Second one, paradox.
似是而非的一种理论或者是矛盾。
Paradox. Three, injunction.
命令。
Injunction. Four,Terminology.
名词
Terminology. Five. Posterity.
后裔
Posterity. Six. Routine.
日常的工作
Routine.
例行的
Seven. Commemorate.
纪念
Commemorate. Eight. Infidel.
无神派相信无神论的人
Infidel Let us read the lesson over together
我们把这一课再念一遍，用英文再念一遍。
Lesson 83，
第八十三课。
The Fourth Commandment，
第四条诫命。
The Christian world has two outstanding memorial days on its annual calendar. In the spring, there is Easter, which is celebrated in memory of our Lord's resurrection. Near the end of the year, December 25, there is Christmas in memory of Christ's birth in Bethlehem. To millions of Catholic Christians, these days are kept as special holy days. There is one strange paradox in the matter of Christianity's special memorial days. In the Bible record, there is no injunction or command to keep either Christmas or Easter as holy days. However, the one day which God has commanded men or man to keep holy has become a forgotten day. This is the Sabbath of the fourth commandment. Doubtless God foresaw that man would forget this day. Hence he begins the command with, remember. It says right to begin with, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Which day is the Sabbath? The fourth command continues. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. According to these instructions, the Sabbath comes at the end of every week. The first 6 days are to be working days, and the last, or seventh, is to be a weekly day of rest. That day is Saturday. Sometimes our Chinese friends are confused as to which day of the week is the seventh. According to their terminology, Saturday is the sixth day of the week. This is merely because they do not start numbering the days until Monday. Sunday is not given the number one. It is merely day or Sunday. There can be no mistake about Saturday being the seventh day. An examination of the resurrection story in Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, and John 20 mention that Christ arose on the first day of the week, which is Sunday. The day before that day, or the day Christ rested in the tomb, was the Sabbath or Saturday. The Sabbath is as old as creation. God created all things in 6 days, yet the week was not complete. To round out the week, he did something special. In Genesis 2:1-3, we read, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made." God did not need to rest. This day was not created for his pleasure. It was created for the pleasure of the first pair of human beings he had created the day before, and for their future posterity. God knew that the joys of living in the Garden of Eden should not be tasted to the full, or could not be tasted to the full, if all days were alike. So each seventh day, he would have his children turn from their routine work and rest. This was to be a special day. in which to reflect upon the many evidences of the Creator's love. God also wanted all of Adam's posterity to enter into this precious experience. He knew men would be greatly benefited spiritually if they would turn aside from their worldly cares at the end of the week, of each week. This was to be a day when man would commemorate the Creator and praise God for His mighty acts. Therefore, when Jesus came to earth, He emphasized, the Sabbath was made for man, or all mankind, and not man for the Sabbath. Mark 2:27. Think of what kind of world we would be in today if all men had obeyed this command to rest every seventh day. If all men had, since creation, turned their hearts toward the Almighty Creator on each seventh day, there would never have been an idol worshiper or an infidel. That Sabbath is a forgotten day. However, it will be restored in the new earth. In Isaiah 66:22 and 23 we read, "For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord." Are you enjoying the blessings of the Sabbath rest? Let us not wait until the new earth to enter into this experience. Dear listener, perhaps the lesson today brings a new thought to you.
各位亲爱的听众, 也许今天这一刻, 使你发现了一些新的事情。
You may have thought until now that Sunday was the Sabbath of the fourth commandment.
也许你一直认为星期日乃是第四条诫命里头所提到的安息日。
But we have just discovered that Sunday is the first day of the week and not the seventh.
但是我们刚才发现了星期日是每周的第一日而不是第七日。
And the only command in the Bible to keep a day holy is to keep the seventh day Sabbath holy.
圣经里头唯一吩咐我们守为圣日的这条命令就是吩咐我们要守其日安息日为圣。
You should pray about this matter.
你应该为这件事情而祷告。
May God give you faith and courage to keep the Sabbath.
愿上帝赐给你信心和勇气遵守安息日。
And you will find that the Sabbath will bring you deep spiritual satisfaction.
你必会发现安息日能够带给你这个 属灵的满足。
We will continue the study in the next lesson.
我们要继续在下一课研究这个问题。
Be sure and study with us.
那个时候务必要跟我们一块研究。
Then if you still have questions on the Sabbath commandment,
如果你对于这个安息日的诫命还有问题的话,
please write to us.
请给我们写信。
And we will give you further material to study.
我们要 供给你一些个更多的材料, 好研究这个题目。
May God bless you until the next broadcast is my prayer.
愿上帝赐福给你, 直到我们下次再相会。